Welcome to episode, what is this, three, four?
Three
of the Sweatshirt Guy podcast. Yeah, Tyler's actually talking. He's not doing homework. And we can actually have a decent conversation. Tristan, Adam, Jordan, Tyler here with you for this one. I'm excited. Boy, we've had a crazy week. So let's go ahead and just get to talking. I have a question for you guys that hopefully kind of leads our episode. So,
whoa. We have to, I didn't study for this.
It's not a question. You're not being graded.
That's what we do here.
Yeah.
Prep for these things. We just go and have a conversation.
Hey, we're the stereotypical college students of not studying but taking the test. Seize the degrees, folks.
I study, right. Everyone. Mommy, I study.
That was Tyler.
Yeah, that was
lying.
So one thing that we have a luxury of here at Ball State is having a dining hall right across the street from us, which is nice when, you know, the weather's cold or for convenience. I mean, it's really nice to have it there. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that's a little bit it's not concerning. The thing that's a little bit annoying about it is the fact that we eat there so much that it kind of gets a little bit old. And I know that sounds like, yeah, that's your problem. Well, yeah, no, that's what we're talking about this. So, you know, there are some people that eat like the same food every single day. Like they're in such a routine that they eat the same thing every day. So my question to you guys is, could you do that? And then what food would it be if you can? Or if you can't, what food would you like to eat all day?
What kind of food are we talking? Entree,
any kind of food, preferably entree.
Okay.
Like if you really love mashed potatoes, you could say I'd eat mashed potatoes all day, every day.
Gosh. I'll start. I love a lot of foods. I'm a food guy. Was before college, and I still am. Although I've gotten sick of a lot of food here, and it's really annoying me because I want to eat food, and I feel like I'm going to throw up when I eat the same stuff every single day. But going back to that, I don't think that I could eat the same thing every day, even if it's my favorite food. Even if it's like, if you told me I could have ice cream for every meal and I won't get fat, I still couldn't do it because I get sick of it eventually.
So ice cream would be your food. If you could eat it every day, you would.
Well, I don't know. I was just naming something that's universally loved.
Well, because we know you love ice cream.
Oh, yes, I do. And I'd be very excited if that's all I ate. I don't think I'd be sitting still ever. I'd probably never get any sleep, but that's it.
No, you wouldn't.
No.
Because we've been around you with enough sugar. So what food would you think that you would if you had the opportunity, what food would you eat?
That's a good question. And I'll name off some of the foods that I like. I love ribs. I like some good pizza. I like chicken tenders. I love fries. I love ice cream. Those are like some of my favorite foods up there. Like,
the core foods.
Cheeseburgers, yes. Like, I'm full-on American when it comes to the food that I like to eat. However, I really don't think I can pick any. I love ribs, but I need to be in a ribs day. I love a nice cheeseburger, but sometimes I can't finish the burger. I love fries, but sometimes I just had too much fries. It just...
Variety is the spice of life, is what you're saying.
Exactly. I need a variety of foods. I love a lot of foods, but I can't eat the same food every single day, even if it's my favorite meal.
Meanwhile, Tyler and Adam are just cracking up.
We're fine.
Tyler, what's your food of choice? Could you eat the same food every day?
First off, I'm going to have to agree with what Jordan said. No matter how much I like something, there's no way I could eat every single day. Whether it be my favorite food, you know, that you eat all the time, but every day you're going to get sick of it. For instance, at the dining hall here, I really like the sandwiches that they had, and I've started to get sick of them. I got it for the first time in like 2 weeks now, because I used to eat every day. However, I'm going to answer your question now. I feel like you got to go with some sort of variety. I don't know if this is cheating or not, but you got to go with some, you don't really have to be healthy. It's just, we're not getting too far into it.
No.
But if I went variety and said like tacos or something, then I could get like a pork taco or chicken taco. Is that how the scenario works?
Well, I don't think so.
Does it have to be
in this fake scenario, I think it goes.
Because theoretically, you could say cereal, and then you could have all sorts of different types of cereal.
But any cereal gets old after 2 days.
Oh, I agree.
Hot take. I mean,
loves cereal. He wants to open a cereal restaurant at some point where it's like Michael Scott. drive and go cereal. He is Michael Scott. Yeah. So tacos would be yours, you think?
I was just saying in case of variety. In terms of what
I mean, that's like saying I'd have a sandwich. You could switch up the sandwich.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
you could change up the condiments. I just don't think that's fair. That's too broad of a food. You have to narrow it down.
Well, I think I'd probably go with a nice steak then.
Ooh, good choice.
I could eat a steak all the time. I mean, there's a kind of, I can cook steak differently if I want to, so it tastes a little bit different.
Do you want it to be cooked different? Are you talking about like temperature? Or are you talking about like?
He's gonna eat it raw eventually.
Oh, nice. Because
I was talking about mixing it up.
Because I was gonna say, if you eat a well done steak, then
steak takes terrible. Than a medium steak.
Or... I know, but also if you have a well done steak, you're wrong.
Well, yeah.
Well, then you just go to North Dining. You get a burger. That's what you get.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
No, but I think that would probably be what I would go with, because then I could at least, under the rules of our scenario, mix up how I cook my steak.
That's fair, Adam.
Yeah. I mean, not to get serious, but I think this is a question that you think about daily life, how you approach life, how you approach each day, each thing you do, each task. You do it the same. You have a routine. I know certainly back in the day when I was younger, I had a routine, my daily life. And once I got out of high school and had a summer job and stuff at my high school, I try to switch it up every day. I try to do something different. I try to get the spices and variety of life, because that's truly living. And I think that's kind of the question that is leaned into today. Do you get tired of eating the same food? Of course you do. You always do. And that's a good question, you know, for you that are doing the same thing every single day. It gets old. Come on, admit it. Like, it gets old.
Yeah, it's like a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Adam, that sparked something in my memory. Like, do you think Adam worked for Wish TV this fall, mm-hmm. doing football photography. So do you think that going to Indy every Friday night ever got old in terms of routine? Or do you think that because it was a week thing that you had a time to recharge?
I mean, the drive there got old really quickly. I mean, I did it for 13 weeks in a row, probably. It got old, the drive, but it was something new every night. I was given a camera. I walked in the same station. That was all the same. But each night there was a different challenge. I had to drive further. I had to go somewhere else. I had to talk to somebody else. I had to talk to their whoever, you know, each time. It was something different. It was the same thing in principle each week, but it was something different just a little bit each week. And that's why I'm in this industry. It's just something new every day.
And I'd agree with that, because like we had Chuck Garfine come in, who's the Chicago Bulls radio announcer. We had him come in and talk to us talent in SportsLink here. And one thing he talked to us about is that the fact that anything can happen on any given night. Mm-hmm. And I think that what the beauty of sports is, the fact that it's a game, but also it's so unpredictable. As much as we think and we like to predict these things, there's no predicting.
Look at the NFL
things.
This year, right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, upset special all over the place, everywhere. I mean, and for me, I think if I'm talking about what food, I agree with you. I hate to be boring, but I don't think I could eat one food always. But in the hypothetical scenario that I wouldn't get sick of it, fried chicken. I think anyone that knows me know that's a pretty accurate answer for me.
Like some fried chicken.
I do.
Hey, well, you're from Southern Missouri.
Well.
Well, I'll jump back to Adam, what Adam was talking about real quick. And I will say that I wake up every day, I do the same thing, and I go to bed, and I have the same routine before I go to bed. But that's it.
Absolutely.
In between that, the day can go however it goes. I'm looking for something unique every day. I'm always looking for new opportunities, everything like that. So I think a little bit of routine in your day, there's nothing wrong with it. If you wake up, you go to the gym, you do a workout, you go and eat a healthy breakfast. That's a healthy routine to do. You go to bed, you, let's say, you take a shower, you journal, you do something else. I don't know. those are healthy routines if you're doing healthy things. But if you're just living the same life over and over again, there's a point where that's not going to be good for your mental health. And there's points where if you're doing unhealthy things, it can be bad for your physical health as well.
Yep. That's how you burn yourself out too, if you do the same thing over and over again. And especially for us and a lot of other people, I don't think we restrict ourselves to being inside the box. We like to move outside the box, not want to do that same thing every single day, try and find different things to do within the same realm of work. And even if you're going to school every day like we do, or working in the program that we do, it's you're doing different stuff at different times, even if it might be you still got to go places at certain times. It's always different in its own right, but you just got to find a way to make it that way.
Yeah. Now, have you guys ever watched, like, you guys know how sometimes, like, you have a favorite movie and you watch it all these times and then you eventually get sick of it?
I know what the movie is.
Do you have a movie? Because I was going to ask.
I was going to say the movie where the guy is, like, in the movie the whole time. What the heck?
What, you mean called? The Truman Show?
The Truman Show. But don't live your life like the Truman Show.
Well, I was just going to say, do you guys have a movie that you guys get? That's a little bit deeper than I think I was going, but
probably the Back to the Future series.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You think you've seen that too many times for it to be enjoyable anymore? I haven't seen that
too many times, no.
I would say, here's what I say about movies specifically. If I like a movie, like, I could go watch Star Wars movies on repeat and not get sick of
it. Agreed, yeah.
But if I have a movie forced down my throat, Jordan, you know this, our friends like to watch the movie Coco, which is a great movie. But they've watched it so many times that it just becomes not very special and unique to me. If I really like a movie, I'm going to continue to watch it. But if I'm not really into it, I'm not going to continue to force myself to watch it. Again, don't get me wrong. Great movie. But if I see
it just time, because they want to sing Un Poco Loco?
No, I love that song. Okay. It's a great song.
I just wanted to know if that was the only reason they watched that movie.
Well, they do like to sing that song.
I figured. But
that's what if you have a routine that you like and you enjoy doing every day, I think it kind of gets back to that point. You can do that, but I just don't think that's the case for a lot of people because they have external forces telling them what to do, and that's what people don't like.
So for Adam, it's Back to the Future. For Tyler, it's Coco. Jordan, you got a movie?
Honestly, I'd have to say the same movie and for the same reason as him. There's really nothing else that I can think of. Most movies I could watch many times and I enjoy them. I could watch Star Wars movie a bunch of times. Marvel movies, I could watch Kicking and Streaming, Benchwarmers. Those are all fantastic movies I could sit down and watch. I'm not going to say night after night, because if you watch anything night after night, you're going to get sick of it. But I could watch that plenty of times over, and it's still funny every time and awesome every time. So, yeah, probably just Coco for me and for the same reason. I want to be boring, but sometimes you just are boring, and that's okay.
I got to say, for me, it's probably the movie. Well, here's the thing. For me, recently, this movie has changed because I got burned out on it, and now I appreciate and love it again. So, my sister Marissa is a Home Alone enthusiast. She loves...
Better not be three or four.
No, it's one through three.
Whoa.
One, two, and three.
I don't like
three. Like, there's... Really? Why not? Is it because they changed the kid?
Yeah. Come on. Same kid. The kid.
Well, Macaulay Culkin would have been old at that.
Oh, I know he's a yeah.
So
I
mean, he can.
Andy's in jail, isn't he?
No, I think he's been out for a while.
Okay, but he was in jail.
Yeah, at one point. Yeah, but I think like in terms of that movie, like we watched it so many times in such a short span that you just get sick of. Like there was a point where I
the first time you watch it.
Well, yeah, I think I can quote that movie because I've seen it so many times, especially the first one. I think the second one's personally the better movie, and that will probably get some hate. But yeah. I think like just through watching that movie so many times, and the fact that I mean, as much as I love Home Alone, it's not so much of a deep plot movie where you like find something simple new every time. Because like a movie, I think like a movie that you could watch all day, every day, is a movie that has enough plot points that you can always try to find something new.
Right.
Or something like that. Like for a Marvel movie, like there are a lot of Marvel movies that like, I think you could watch like Endgame or Infinity War all day long, quite and literally, because
new movies you kind of start to see references from,
and especially because like when you watch, you can try to focus on a different thing every time. Like, okay, this time I'm gonna focus only on Tony Stark. This time I'm gonna focus only on Bruce Banner. I'm gonna try to figure out what like little details are in their story, you know? So I feel like that's like something that you could do With those, and I think Pixar movies are a good example. You know, Coco is a Pixar movie, but I think a lot of those have deep enough plot points that you can kind of, you know, find stuff in there and make it work.
Yeah, I mean, it took a while for me to get to the point that I got with that
movie. Oh, for sure.
Just because it is more complex and has a bigger meaning to it. And I could go back and watch it in a couple months and not have seen it in a while and enjoy it. But I still think, you know, you get sick of things as they continue, and then you could take a break and maybe go back to it.
So what's your comfort movie, your comfort show? This will be our last question of the episode, our final question. So
what do you mean by comfort? Like,
like what's the show, like, if you're having a bad day, or if you have a day that's just not necessarily your favorite, or you just want to watch something that you love, what is the thing you go to watch?
It's got to be a TV show?
A TV show or movie, or even a song, I guess.
YouTube video, who knows?
YouTube video, yeah. So what's yours? Because I'm going to say right now, mine.
I got mine. You go first.
Mine has to be The Office. I go to it, and I know, you know, basic white trash, you know, but
just typical answer. A lot of people
answer. You know, it's,
I'm sure George's going to say the same thing.
It's the show that you just go to. You can pick up any episode, and it's different, and it's new, and it's just funny. And you have good memories associated with those things. At least I do.
Mine's got to be the YouTube channel It's History.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's got some good stuff. That New York Subway or Chicago Subway thing I was trying to watch last week.
That was a great video.
Yeah.
I sat down with a cup of hot chocolate and watched it. It's great.
I'm sure you did. Yeah. I did.
No, did you end up watching
it? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I like factual things. That's a series I can pop in and watch anytime I feel like it.
I guess for me, like, secondarily would be Crash Course.
I got a couple, too.
Like the Crash Course series with John Green, but yeah, you go ahead.
That's good. Yeah, I like that one. In terms of TV shows, I think Schitt's Creek is the one that I've been going to recently. I don't think any of you guys have watched it, but
I've watched bits and pieces. I know my parents really enjoyed it.
It's a good comedy. It's a lighthearted comedy as well. So if you're ever down, it kind of helps me with that. And another one I go to is probably NFL Films, that YouTube channel.
Ooh, yeah.
Talking about it. I mean, there's so much you can find there. You always learn something different. Mm-hmm. You think you know so much, and then you find out a new thing, and then you can go and talk to your friends. And you seem so smart because you watch that video, and the cycle continues.
Jordan?
There's a lot of things that pop into my mind. The Office is one of them. There's a couple of other TV shows. Tyler mentioned NFL. I just like watching football and sports in general. That's something specifically either NFL football or disc golf on YouTube. I watch Jumpman's Pro, Gatekeeper Media, GK Pro, all those guys, Disc Golf Network as well. You know, I'm a big fan of that. And so just watching sports is one, football and disc golf in general, but I also watch other stuff too. And then alongside that, shows like The Office, other comedies are all quality content. And there's really nothing specifically that I can point to, but there is a lot of things that I really do enjoy watching.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed this episode, and we'll be back with you next week. This has been the Sweat Trick Guys.
Bye.